Neighbors and friends taking you through a Friday morning, Red Friday. Be sure to wear red. Show your support for our troops, wherever they may be in this world, doing fine work on behalf of our country. Coming up on the show, we've got Cole's Notes, and it's special time today of 10:30. Hammered and the Hammers on the way as well. And right now we got to get to our entertainment reporter, Andrew Powell from thegate.ca. Only got a few minutes to spend with us today, but a very important movie review that we want to get to. Andrew, you are one of the lucky few who has seen Wolverine before the rest of the world gets to go to a theater to see it. This is X-Men Origins Wolverine. First, can you give us just a little background on the film?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, previously to this, we had the three X-Men movies themselves about the whole team. And the first two were directed by Bryan Singer, and they were very good films. I mean, they were probably the first few comic book movies that were actually worth watching. And so before this, we've got kind of the story of Wolverine as he's kind of grown up with the X-Men team.
Okay.
Whereas this movie now looks back at the history of Wolverine before all that.
Is it a prequel? Could you call it that?
You could call it a prequel. Okay. It goes a lot further back than that, and it doesn't really even suggest that it leads into the next film. I mean, into the first two films.
Right. Okay. So it doesn't take you up to that point. It does give you a description though of how Wolverine came to be.
Exactly, and it kind of leaves it open that, you know, there's more of his story that we haven't gotten to see yet.
When I've seen films, and I'll equate it to another film. I haven't seen Wolverine, so I'll equate it to another film. You can tell me if we're in the same ballpark. But it's the same thing, and they've done it a couple times now with Batman, where they try to start with, you know, how this sort of superhero came to be. And what you end up with is a good chunk, a good half of the movie, really lacking the action of a superhero film, because basically it's, you know, it's telling the story of when he was a kid and he was wronged by the evildoers or whatever. Do we run into the same problem with Wolverine?
We do. I mean, that's kind of the definite problem with any of these films. I mean, Spider-Man kind of got away with it, but if you look at the first X-Men film, even it stumbled all over itself to kind of get into the story.
Right.
And that's what happens again here. And it's no fault of Hugh Jackman. I think the fault squarely lands on director Gavin Hood, who took over, who directed Rendition, a great drama, well, thriller.
Yep.
And then you also get the iffy writers. I really don't think the writers involved were quite up to the challenge.
Was Wolverine, I mean, do you know, maybe you don't know this, but the story of how Wolverine came to be, was that ever laid out in comics?
Oh, yes. I mean,
so they had something to work with. They knew what the story was supposed to be.
The comic books really set up a great story, and I think they had tons to work with. In fact, maybe that was the problem. They tried to work with too much.
Okay.
But it just got away from them, and it's not only that, though. Is the problem with Wolverine is that it's cartoonish. There are moments where you're watching and you're like, you know, what am I watching here? You could literally turn it into a cartoon and it would be the same. And you end up getting a lot of super-powered mutants.
Right.
You know, in X-Men, it was that they were mutants. In this, it's not that they're just mutants. Some of them can run across walls and, you know, even though that's not their power, you know.
So they've taken mutants to a new level as well.
But in a silly way, way that just takes everything away from kind of what I think Bryan Singer did with the first two films.
So really what we're saying is it's a superhero movie that's not realistic enough. Listen,
isn't that awful?
The thing that saved the Batman films traditionally was the fact that once the action got rolling, damn, it was fine action.
Yes.
Do we get the same bang for the buck once we get through the tawdry tale of how Wolverine was wronged?
Well, I mean, it plays out okay. I think there's a few action sequences that are well worth it. But the problem is, near the end, there's some special effects that are totally green screens. Like, you can tell that you're watching something that's been put together. There's a point where he's playing with his claws in front of a mirror, and there's no way. They don't look at all realistic. Like, you know that they're dealing with special effects.
And we can make that judgment because we know how powerful special effects can be. We know how real they've made things that are unreal, you sit there and you go, like they should have been able to do a better job.
Even compared to the other three X-Men movies, even the last one, which was awful, the special effects were far better than this.
Okay.
Near the end. The problem is all near the end. And then you also get a terrible final villain. It's a concept that's been reused forever and ever and ever.
And probably in an earlier Batman film.
Probably, yeah.
With regard to Hugh Jackman, you said he still stands up pretty good. I mean, Hugh, I got to tell you, I don't think I've seen very many Hugh Jackman films. I've never seen any of the X-Men movies. That just wasn't one of the cartoons that I was in love with as a kid or comics. But with regard to Hugh himself, blew me away at the Oscars. I had no idea that he had that kind of jam-packed talent. But now I'm starting to see, you know, Wolverine as a song and dance man kind of throws me off a little bit. He stands up pretty well through this thing?
He is fantastic. I mean, I have no qualms against Hugh Jackman in this movie. The fault squarely lies with the direction. And, I mean, a few of the other actors are kind of like Liv Schreiber as Sabretooth is just kind of comically awful.
Right.
And Danny Houston as basically one of the main guys that Wolverine deals with. Yeah, I mean, he's okay, but he also chews the scenery a little bit too much. But yeah, Hugh Jackman, awesome.
Did you get the feeling from the audience that you saw this movie with? I mean, are we saying now if you're a huge X-Men fan, you're going to go anyway and you're probably going to be, you know, okay with it? Or is this, should I wait till it comes out on DVD? Or?
Well, this was a group of press that I saw it with on Wednesday.
So oh, the press. No, you can't go by them. Yeah.
But I think certainly if you're an X-Men buff, you're going to, you know, and a Wolverine buff especially, you pretty much got to see this film. I mean, I think people said the same thing for the third one.
Right.
We knew it was going to suck, but, you know,
but you have
to go because you want the story.
Yeah, you have to go so you've seen them all.
But anyone else, if you're not into Wolverine, I don't see the point. There's enough here to get you through if you're an X-Men fan, but anyone else, you may have a tough time, you know, dealing with all the crap.
Andrew Powell, our entertainment reporter, heard normally on Thursday mornings at 9:30. Appreciate you jumping in here on a Friday to do this. The Origins, the X-Men Origins Wolverine, we just give it a middling review and expect things to be a little bit boring at times.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great day, man. Coming up on the show, we got a couple other things I want to get to. Quickly, though, last night, I will share with you, Andrew had to go, but I thought I'd share with you at least, my review of Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. And that is the new Matthew McConaughey film. And I will tell you this right off the bat. Matthew McConaughey keeps his shirt on for the whole movie. I know! Hard to believe! Nary a shot of his abs. What were they thinking? McConaughey's got two things going for him, his abs and his abs. And they chose not to show either. Now, that's not for me. You know what? Overall, not a bad film. What makes Ghosts of Girlfriends Past a fun film? Michael Douglas. He is hilarious. He's the lead, sort of the Jacob Marley ghost, if you will, because this is a take on that famous Christmas tale, although it's not set at Christmas time. It's surrounding Matthew McConaughey character's brother who's getting married. And Michael Douglas plays his deceased uncle, who was a womanizer. And he plays a guy like the old Rat Pack kind of guy days. He's always got the sunglasses on. He uses Aqua Velva. He's always got a scotch in his hand. Well, the scenes with Michael Douglas, when Matthew McConaughey's going back in time with the ghost of girlfriend's past, and he's seeing how his uncle taught him, you know, how to hit on chicks at a bar and stuff, and just the language that Michael Douglas uses, it truly hilarious. Some very, very funny scenes involving Michael Douglas in this movie, who I thought did an excellent job in the film. Jennifer Garner plays a very uptight gal who's really supposed to be Matthew McConaughey's love of all time, and she was just Jennifer Garner. Matthew McConaughey was just Matthew McConaughey. I mean, he plays that same character in most of the movies I've ever seen him in. So overall, you know what? A fun movie and a good one. Like, I got the teenage daughters, so we all had a good time. They thought it was funny. They enjoyed the film, and not a bad bang for your buck, although really maybe a DVD movie, maybe one that you wait and rent. But certainly worth renting because you will get a kick out of it. They did some really cool scenes, some interesting turns, and you know, but in the end, a big happy ending for everybody. So did I give it that away? Should I not have given that away? I guess you probably assumed. there wouldn't be some horrific ending to Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Not a bad film last night, and we thank all of our listeners who won their free tickets, got a chance to come out and enjoy themselves at the Silver City. We had fun premiering that movie for you last night. Coming back a little bit on the Chrysler bailout, bankruptcy, investment. Wow, that's weird to say. Coles has Coles Notes. We've got Hammered in the Hammer. It's all ahead here with Neighbors and Friends, Hamilton's all-new talk station. This is Talk 820.